Bank of Carter. This is Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, where are you out of? Where am I calling?
Yeah, San Diego, where? California.
San Diego, okay. What I was calling for is actually you sent this reservation letter to Mr. C. Brewer, who is my boss, but actually he's not the one that takes care of the financing. Melanie, his partner, does. And we're looking actually right now at borrowing between $10,000 and $20,000 just for operating and transitional reasons. And we were just calling to see if that would be a possibility with you guys.
Perfect, perfect. Could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code, and I'll go ahead and pull up the file here, see what we can do to help you out?
You bet. Let me just see where that is.
Oh, it should be right on the flyer.
2511, yeah, 2511.
Uh-huh.
4301.
Uh-huh.
00097118.
Perfect. And then in case we get disconnected, could I have a good number to call you back on?
You bet. 801-785-0400.
You said?
Correct. And Melanie Miller is actually the one over all the financial, but she's just having me call around right now.
Okay. And what was the business you were calling with? Was that Sensational Awnings?
Sensational Awnings, uh-huh, correct.
Perfect. And what did you say your name was that I was speaking with?
My name is Helen.
Helen, perfect.
And your name is Patrick?
Yes, yes. All right, Helen, so I just need to confirm a few pieces of information about the file here before we get going, and then I can answer any questions you may have. So business name, Sensational Awnings, correct?
Correct.
And DBA name is the same?
DBA is Sensational Home Improvement.
Sensational Home Improvements. And is that with an S or just improvement?
No S.
Okay, I gotcha. And it looks like you guys are located in Pleasant Grove?
Correct. But we're actually in the middle of moving, so.
Where are you guys moving to?
We own this building, but we're moving to more of an industrial area in Provo. So.
Oh, out in Provo?
Uh-huh, yes.
Nice. And when are you guys looking to make that move?
We're in the process.
Okay. So is the address you guys are still located at the 587 West State, number 1?
Correct.
Perfect. Correct. Could I just get the new address for you guys, too, then, since you guys are making that move?
You bet. It's 1876 North, 2700 West, Provo, Utah.
84601, you said?
The Bank of Cardiff, are you really out of Wales?
We have a few different locations. The location you're calling right now is just located down in San Diego, so.
Oh, okay. So I have a sister just a little way from Cardiff, so.
Yeah, I could hear the accent, actually. I'm actually, I grew up right down in Midway, right up through the canyon out there in Provo, so.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful there.
Yeah, small world. My parents still own a house out there and everything, too. It's a great spot.
Oh, are your parents still there?
They actually live up in Boise, Idaho. They still own the house and they rent it out, and they're looking to, go retire down there in a few years, but.
Yeah,
still got a ways to go on that one. All right, and then, could I just confirm a few more pieces of information real quick, and then we'll go ahead and, answer any questions. Is the company phone 801-785-0400?
Correct.
Perfect. And then, do you guys have a website?
Yeah.
What is it? SensationalAwnings.net?
SensationalAwnings.net.
Perfect. Just making sure. And then how do you guys structure the business? Like LLC, corporation, S-Corp?
LLC.
Okay. Perfect. And then how long have you guys been in business for?
Almost. I think they're going on 9 years. I've been with them 8 years, so I think it's about 9 years.
Nice.
Well, going on 9 years. Yeah, 8.5 years.
And then who did you say was the current owner for you guys?
It would be Steve Brewer and Melanie Miller.
And Melanie Miller.
Yeah, Steve's over all the... the installations and everything. Melanie is over all the finances.
Okay. And what was your position? Are you like the controller or?
Administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant. Perfect. Okay. So, all right. Looks like we got that. And you said that you guys were looking to bring on some capital, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and when were you going to bring
going
that?
Going into our winter months, and so it kind of gets a little...
Right. could you, yeah, what is it you guys actually do to, you guys make awnings for?
Yeah, we actually, we install patio covers, decks, railings, windows, doors.
Nice. So you guys probably, you know, stay pretty busy during the summer and fall, you know, before the weather starts getting bad.
Yeah, when it, like, yeah, going into, like, December through January and February is kind of there.
The slower time for you guys.
Slower month, yeah.
Right, right. I understand that. What do you guys usually, you know, do during the winter out there?
During the winter, I mean, they'll if it's hard to say because sometimes in the winter times we'll get a few jobs here and there. But this year they're looking at thinking of, you know, even doing roofing, or because we have some employees that are here that do roofing, and so they're looking at other avenues to, you know, those few months that are kind of
slower,
right. Slower, doing some other things. So.
Right, to keep you guys busy.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And how much capital was it that you guys were originally looking to bring on?
She told me that she wanted between, thought maybe between 10 and 20,000.
Okay, 10 to 20. Is that more what you guys need or more what you want?
Well, I mean, I'm sure depending on what the interest rate is and how long you'll go, you know, will depend on if she'll take more or not. But she just wanted to kind of get an idea what a payment would be between 10 and 20,000.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so yeah, just to give you a little information on how our application process actually works here, what we're going to do is we can't actually give you terms and, you know, a set rate and whatnot until we process the application. And once we get that, then we can get you answers within 24 hours. And basically what we do is we approve you for the longest amount and largest amount possible, and then we work backwards so you guys can pick and see what you guys want to do. So basically what I'm saying is we could approve you for more if you guys wanted to take all that. You could use it if, you know, you liked what we could do. We could definitely do that. If not, we could, you know, scale back down, work out something between 10 to 20, you know, depending on what it was you guys were looking to, you know, do with that. So just kind of an option to think about, but we can definitely shoot for that 10 to 20K. You know, it's basically just based off a few different factors. To give you a, you know, a little better idea of how much we can get for you, what did you guys do in sales for 2015 for this last year?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have maybe a ballpark idea? I mean...
Yeah, let me just look here. I don't know whether she wants me to give this information out, but we...
No, it's one of our factors, so, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I would say close to 500,000.
Okay, cool, yeah. So then, you know, just based off that, 10 to 20 shouldn't really be an issue then. A few other factors, too. What are you guys tracking for this year? Are you guys, you know, having a better year?
Yeah, we're having a good year. I mean, they'd like to get to 1 million this year, but... I don't think we're going to quite make 1 million.
Well, I mean, so, still, if you jump from 500 to, you know, 1 million, that's doubling. So,
yeah,
you know, that'd be quite a big jump.
Yeah, I would say between most probably, 650 and 7.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely a better year then.
Yeah.
What do you guys change up? Have you guys been doing anything differently or?
No, I think, well, what happened was last year, she actually... came across, because we have one competitor that just loves to underbid us and calls his names, and he actually went in and stole our domain name by taking off the S of awning.
Oh, wow.
And, so anything that came in, anyone that went to our website directly went to him.
To him.
And so, yeah, and so... The last 2 years, they kind of noticed we're still doing good, but they're going, why are we not, you know, increasing more than, because we have a goal every year.
Uh-huh.
And, so she just happened to go, was on the computer one day, and just happened to forget to put the S on our name, and all of a sudden it brings up a competitor, and so they investigated it and got an attorney. They didn't sue him, but he was given the choice, either you
close down
right
or...
Away, you know, get out of this or quit doing this, or we'll sue you. And so, of course, I can't remember what they call it. They have to redeem it or something. That's not
right.
Yeah. So anyway, so.
So they got him out of business, and now you guys get all of the.
No, he's still in business, so we still have to watch him close. But I'm sure we're not the only ones he did it to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but this year we can see a more increase, even so. And so yeah, so we'd like to be a $2 million company, and hopefully one day we will.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it sounds like you guys are growing, you know, and taking all the right steps for that.
Yeah.
And do you have any idea, another one of our factors, too, is, you know, the credit. Do you have any idea of Steve's credit and also Melanie?
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe even a ballpark?
You know what? I don't even have a ballpark because I really don't know.
That's fine, too.
But Melanie, you can call back and talk with Melanie. It just happens that she's not here right now.
It's fine, too. You know, we can, you know, definitely get this squared away and taken care of. Just, you know, trying to hit a few of the bases and kind of give you an idea of what it is we can do for you. And, you know, make sure it is, you know, we can do business in the first place. But, you know, it definitely sounds like we can, you know, make something happen for you guys here, too. When were you looking to bring this on, too? Is it, you know, pretty immediate, or?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
I mean, she told me to get on it right away, so I would imagine.
Perfect.
She's kind of she's very, I warn you, she's very blunt, says what's on her mind. So she would be the one that you would need to actually
perfect.
Get any, you know,
yeah.
Information
from. Yeah, that's not an issue at all, too. And, you know, we all can take care of this together, get this done. But with the application process, we're just going to need her and Steve to fill it out. So I'll go ahead and shoot it all over, you know, when we get off the email, but we just have to have them do it because they're both the owners. Are they 50-50 or maybe like 80-20 or do you maybe know the breakdown?
Like, yeah. You know what? They've changed that since I've worked for them. So I'm not sure what that is right now, but I know Melanie owns more.
More than him?
I believe than Steven does.
Okay. Yeah, so she's definitely going to be the one we're going to need to, you know, contact and have her fill everything out. Are they actually married, too, if you don't mind me asking?
No, they're not. They're brother and sister-in-law.
Oh, nice.
He's a brother-in-law, yeah.
Oh, nice. So that's got to be pretty cool, then.
Yeah.
All right. And then has Melanie been running the show, you know, ever since you guys opened up, or...?
Well, and she does all that, like I say, the administration and finance.
Mm-hmm.
So anything to do with finance, she really is the one you need to talk to, Stephen.
Right.
You know, he takes care of
the hard work.
Yeah.
No, I understand. But what I meant by that was, did Melanie, you know, originally start the company back like 10 years ago when you said you guys started up?
No, they both went in it together. Steven's been in this business for 35, 37 years.
Uh-huh.
But then it's been, you know, like I say, I think it's like 8.5, 9 years that they partnered together.
And opened up Sensational Armies?
A business, yeah.
Well, I gotcha. Were they running anything prior to that, like individually and merged?
Yeah, Melanie, they actually brought out a company that was in St. George and then came here, and they brought them out.
Oh, nice. And that was 10 years ago, or when they first started?
When they first started. It's more
nice.
Like 8.5, 9 years, yeah.
That's cool. And you guys have been out in Pleasant Grove the whole time?
No, we were actually in Orem.
Oh, okay.
For several years, and then they built this building, and we've been in this one about 6 years.
And now you're going to go back to Provo?
Now we're going back to Provo, more in an industrial area. This is a real nice area that we're in, and the brand new buildings and everything, but it's not industrial. Where we're going, there's two carpentry manufacturers and, you know, things that are more in
your industry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Definitely, I understand that. Where in Provo is it, too? Is it, like, down by the college, or?
Are you familiar with Provo?
Yeah.
Yeah. UVU, do you know where UVU is?
Yeah, I have some friends that are going there right now, actually.
Yeah, actually, where UVU is, if you go across the street from there, there's a Walmart. Well, you take the road where Walmart is, and you go down to, it's called Melville Arabians, then you go underneath the freeway, and then there's on the left side there's just acres of free land that people have built or put buildings on, and there's a lot. There's a big industrial company going in there too. I don't know what they are yet. The building.
Nice. Being
built,
but yeah, it sounds like business is really booming out there.
Yeah, and there's we're right off the freeway, and we have a great huge billboard on our building. So yeah, so there's a lot.
Oh, that's yeah, that's really exciting. Are you guys like moving in? You know, getting ready to start by the end of the month, or maybe like October? Or when's the takeoff date?
We're hoping. Actually, my boss called yesterday and said get packed up, because I just I'm on the showroom floor, and so I have all my files and everything here. She called and said, "Hey, you passed." But we've had a problem with our phones, because we're with Comcast, and they've got us into an agreement, you know, like Verizon does, and they won't let us out of it without charging us the rest.
Yeah, of the contract.
Of the time that we're on there, and we're going, no way.
And yep.
So Comcast said, well, if we can get into all of those industrial buildings, then we'll go in and put Comcast in down there.
Oh, okay.
And so to cut the story short, they did. And then when we get down there, they tell us, well, it's going to be maybe 90, 120 days before we can get phones in and everything put in. And we're going, we can't do that. And so they're leasing us to CenturyLink, and Comcast is going to pay for that. So.
Oh, that's cool. So you got it worked out.
I know. But it would be nice, because like I say, it's an industrial area.
Yeah, Provo. I know Utah in general. I think I read that it's the number one economic state in America right now. And you know, even over here at the bank, we have, you know, I have tons of clients in Utah, and it's really cool, you know, dealing with stuff like that, especially when I live there. So.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, and then.
Why or UVU?
I actually moved to. I only grew up in Utah, and then when I was a little boy, I moved up to Boise, Idaho. My family moved up there, and then I went to college in Oregon. But they still own the house, everything, and out there in Utah. And so I just go visit and whatnot. And I still have all my friends I grew up with that, you know, still live out there in the Utah Valley. So,
yeah
definitely, you know, stay familiar with it and everything too. But you guys, are you guys all BYU fans, being down there in Provo and?
Oh yeah, but we're not happy with the team right now.
Yeah, I know Taysom Hill. I really like him. He's from Idaho too. He went to Highland High School. That guy's he's a monster. And Tanner Mangum too. I played against him in high school. Long story, but yeah. Enough about me. Back to the business. Anyways, could I just get like the breakdown, kind of a grocery list of what you guys would be using that $10,000 to $20,000 for? I mean, you said kind of payroll to help with the slow.
She told me that it was for operational funds and for a transition. And actually, she just drove into the warehouse, and so.
Okay.
If I can see what she's up to, she may take over the phone. So that
that definitely works.
Yeah,
definitely works. Yeah, you're fine. Thank you.
She did tell me it was for operating and transitional funds.
Okay, great. That's fine.
Yeah.
Perfect. What were you going to transfer on the phone right now, or?
I'm just waiting for her to come in. So I'm going to put you on hold one quick second.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. You bet.
Yep.
Hold one second.
Yep. Bye. What's up, man?
Patrick, she's coming. Just give her a second.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Hi, this is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Stressed.
Right, it's almost the end of the day, though. Almost Friday, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so, work? Is it as bad as what I did last winter?
What was that? Sorry?
Well, are you like a really high percentage rate? Is it a weekly debit thing? The rate that?
Right. So I know you guys are looking for some capital, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm moving my business.
Yeah, right.
So
mm-hmm.
I've kind of got some cash flow issues doing that.
Mm-hmm. We'd be able to help out with. Basically we have, a few different programs with the capital, so it really just depends on what you guys do qualify for in the end. We do have daily, weekly, and monthly payments for those. They are most likely going to be daily or weekly, depending on which program you guys do, choose to go with as well. And how it actually works is we go ahead and we approve you for the largest amount and longest amount possible, and then we kind of put the ball in your court and let you guys choose on which fits you guys best, what you want to go for. So I know you guys were looking to get on like 10 to 20K. So that's about it too. What other questions did you have with that?
So what's the interest rate and how much is that a week or a month or whatever you
said? Right. Really, it just depends on what you do qualify for, because we do have a bunch of different programs and we can't give you any set rate or payback amounts without processing application. And our application is very, simple, straightforward, just one page app, and I can shoot that over.
What's your highest percentage rate? What's your highest interest rate?
You mean like most expensive or cheapest? Like which high end are you speaking about?
What's your highest percentage rate that you charge?
Okay. We have rates that go, as low as 2-3% on the capital, as, high as 40-35-ish. It really just depends on a few different factors. Right. And I got a little information, previously before you got on the phone. Like one of our factors is gross sales. I was told that you guys did about $500,000 for 2015.
Told you.
Right, and you guys are tracking for about like 650, 700K for this year?
Yeah, except there's a labor problem in this country.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's plenty of problems going on nowadays. But,
Find a normal person.
Yeah, definitely. But, just a few different factors, too. We base our capital off of what you guys did in sales. We're able to unlock a certain percentage of that and give that back to you guys as unsecured cash, so you can use it as you see fit. The sales is one of the factors. Another one is credit. Do you have an idea of what your personal credit's like?
Well, I've used credit cards on the business, and that's probably the thing that's damaged me the most. So
do you maybe know, like, a ballpark of...
There's about 20,000 in credit cards.
Okay, but have you checked your credit score anytime recently, or maybe know like a ballpark of what it would be? Like maybe good, bad, somewhere in the middle.
I haven't needed it for so long. I have no idea, really.
It's fine. That's another one of our factors too. And then time in business. I was told that you've been, running the show for about 9-10 years out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Steve started it all out together. Nice. How's that been working with? He's your brother-in-law, right?
Yep. Perfect. You're a better guy. More honest. In fact, he's too honest.
Yeah, that's good to have, though, right?
When it bites into my profit line, then I'm having a cow. But I could only sell it for that.
Yeah, I understand that. What's the ownership breakdown between you guys two? I was told you're more.
Well, because of the amount of cash that I've put into the business and stuff, and tax purposes. Where I have the write-off and he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
We always say that we're a 50-50, but in legal terms right now, we're 85-15.
Yep, exactly what I needed, the legality. So 85-15? Definitely. All right, so, those are another one of the factors. And, basically, you guys would just be using this for, operational purposes, right? Payroll, to help with the slow time?
Well, yes.
Perfect. And for that move, right? You guys
That's
are moving
why
to Provo?
I don't really know what I want.
No, yeah, I understand too. And a lot of people, you know, use that capital for that reason because, you know, it's basically just unsecured cash that you guys can use, you know, however you do need that for the business. Perfect. So what I can do is, you know, do you guys have any loans out currently?
I have one that will be coming, like I just was trying to tell you a minute ago. I did this last winter. And with that Carrion something bull. What is
okay.
It?
Who? I just saw a filing you guys had. Was that from December 2015?
Yeah. So
perfect.
Who?
I'm not sure.
And
somebody in our industry.
To a place called Curio. I have no idea who they are, but that isn't who I signed up with.
Right. Who? They brokered your deal.
Yeah. What's the bull thing? Carrion bull.
Carrion. Okay.
Carrion.
Okay. Perfect. And then,
what it is.
Right. How much did you guys end up taking on originally?
I only took on $6,000.
Okay.
And that's why that's been a pain in the ass every week, you know? So,
You're paying weekly payments on that or daily?
Not daily.
Weekly then?
Either monthly or weekly. It's weekly, yeah. 150 a week or something.
150 a week? What's the remaining balance you have?
Probably about $1,000.
So you're almost done on that?
Yeah.
Why'd you guys take that one on originally, too? Is it kind of the same reason?
Same
just for some
exact reason. Get through.
I gotcha. And you guys weren't too, satisfied with how that turned out with them, so reason you didn't go back?
No, it's fine. I just don't like these programs. It gets you on a UCC list, and then it has caused me to take up my business time for me to spend my time on my business with 80 calls a day from people like what you're doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It exhausts me. And that's probably the thing that pisses me off the most about having to use these type of things is whatever that UCC list is, it takes up my time from away from my business. That's my biggest complaint.
Oh, yeah, I definitely understand
that. If there's
any
way to keep me off that list.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if we we won't have any effect on that unless the deal ends up, you know, we go through the process here. But yeah, I mean, if you guys want to do that, we can definitely mask that. No, I'm saying I can get you off of it if you go and fund it with us. So, you know, that shouldn't be an issue.
It consumes my day.
No, yeah, definitely. I you know exactly how those UCC filings work. Yeah, you're probably, you know, getting cold calls all day, right?
And then they get nasty, and then they get sexual.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's exhausting. So I really hate doing this.
Yeah.
This isn't what I want to do. I really want to go with caution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a building that I'm selling.
Mm-hmm.
Our leasing. We haven't figured out which is going to happen.
Is that the one out in Pleasant Grove? Or?
Yes. Oh. But the business doesn't own it, but I do.
Okay. And that's where you're running it out of right now?
Yeah. But we're moving. I've leased a new warehouse building that's ugly, where mine's beautiful. And just trying to figure out how to make the transition.
Mm-hmm. Out there to Provo, right?
Yeah.
All right, I gotcha. And when were you guys going to open up that shop out there in Provo? Was that like next month or November maybe?
Just that's where I was when you guys were talking. It has been a nightmare. It has taken me 3 days to get our phone lines even hooked up and our internet and everything. So
that's what I just heard with Comcast
live.
or CenturyLink, I think it was, right? Yeah.
What a racket.
Yeah.
If you don't stay with us, even though we don't service the area, then you have to pay me for the whole entire contract.
Yep. Yeah, because they're not even in the area.
Over.
Yep.
Right.
I know exactly how it is.
Construction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I know exactly how that is. Yep. I actually grew up out there in Utah too, and moved.
Oh, did you really? Where at?
Right up the canyon out there in Midway. So.
Oh, Midway. That's where my ex-husband's from. Is Midway Heber.
Yeah, we yeah, my parents still own a house out there too, out there in Midway. They rent it out right now, and I'm trying to get them to go retire out there because they really miss Utah a lot. They're out in Boise, Idaho right now, but.
Oh yeah, I would come back to Midway over there.
That's what I'm trying to tell them, but they're working on it. But when
where
were
you live?
We're down here in San Diego, actually. That's where you guys are calling, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep, got the family up there. But when were you looking to, bring this on? When were you looking to get this taken care of? Pretty immediately?
Well, yeah, pretty soon, because I'm starting to face both mortgages and I'm getting a little scared here. So, and
shouldn't
I just
be an issue here.
Before I went to go talk with the phone company down there, I was meeting with a commercial realtor, and my building is hooked. They're all individual condos, but I'm hooked to a dance studio who consumes the parking and is loud. And they're telling me that this is going to damage me beyond belief.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really hard to get this either sold or leased out.
Right, so just because of that location.
I have to make it through this transition of moving into the leased place and getting this leased, and that's
definitely
where my problem is.
Yep, cool. Well, we have a really fast turnaround over here, so I know it's almost the end of Thursday here, but I'll go ahead and shoot over the application right when you're off the phone. It's that very simple, straightforward, one-page app. Go ahead,
If you approve for the highest amount, okay,
Do
I have to take it all, or can I call you and say I need a little more?
Wait, more or less?
No. Like, in the $20,000, if I only take, six of it, can I come back and say I need some more of it?
Exactly. Perfect. Yep. What I was just going to go into. We have some of the, most exclusive programs around where you can come back to us halfway through and we can forgive the interest that you already have and we can refi that past loan and give you more money on top of that, which is crazy because a lot of programs don't even work like that around here. And, we pride ourselves in being a relationship-based bank.
Half of the term.
But yeah, and that's just if it's basically about 33% of the term, and then you're eligible for refi. It just depends on which one you end up qualifying for in the end, which is kind of what I was trying to explain to you too. But and definitely, we have a lot of people doing that, and it's definitely a source of getting more money and renewals, and you can use that as however you guys want. But basically, what I was trying to explain earlier was what we do is we take a percentage of what you guys did in sales, and then we go ahead and unlock that to you guys. So if you guys did about $700,000 for this upcoming year, we'd be able to give you guys about $70,000-$80,000-ish, depending on that on the higher amount. But I know you guys aren't looking for that much. So yeah, exactly. So you're looking for about 10 to 20. Say you maybe only want 8, you can come back to me, say, all right, let's do 8 now, and then later on you can come back and get even more. So definitely a lot of options with that.
But I gotta make the decision of how much I take now to get me through the crisis.
Exactly. And we have a really fast turnaround over here too. We can give you an answer generally within about 24 hours of getting everything returned to me and submitted, and then on top of that we can get it funded in about 2 days after getting everything approved. So I know it's almost the end of the week here, but looking at next week, if you wanted to get the ball rolling, even get the money in your account maybe by next Friday, we probably could get that happening for you. Saying that you end up liking everything when after we went through the process, basically we'll give you the amount. If you guys like that, we can go forward. If not, you can do your own thing. But definitely just kind of, trying to let you know how it works. And
I know how horrible it works.
Yep, but along with that, the application, all it is that we're going to require is just 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. So we can check, the health of the business, sales, and whatnot. And then just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015 and get that all squared away?
I got my business taxes filed, but I didn't get my personal because I put $35,000 in my retirement account into it, and I had to pay $3,000.
We only need the business one, so you don't have to worry about that one. But you guys got 15 taken care of, no extensions, anything like that?
No.
Perfect, perfect.
But it didn't. It's not a good looking. It's not good.
Do you guys still have 2014s as well?
Oh, I have them all.
Okay, well, yeah, if you want to send me 2014s as well, I can add that to the file and definitely give it some strength. But I know you guys also aren't looking for, the max amount. You're just looking for, an amount to get you guys by. So, it shouldn't be too much of an issue as well. But, definitely I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. What's a good email for you, though? I'll go ahead and shoot over the application and everything right when we get off the phone.
Okay, it's mmiller at sensationalawnings.com. .net. Now, do you want me to spell that so you get it right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. M. Miller is easy.
Gotcha.
And then S U N S A T I O N A L awningsdot net.
Dot net.
Read that back
perfect.
To me because I feel like I left something out.
All right, you're fine. So I got M. Miller at Sun, S-U-N, Sational, S-A-T-I-O-N-A-L, awnings, A-W-N-I-N-G-S,
dot net.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead and shoot that over with a short list of what it is we need to get this taken care of. And then when do you think you can get this back to me as well?
I don't know. I've got lots of things I need to do today. Today wasn't the game plan.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Get it as fast as I can.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll keep my eye out for that too. And I guess I'll check back on you guys maybe tomorrow if I don't see anything back. But I know you have a lot going on as well. One last question for you guys too. Yeah. No, I understand completely, so no worries. Have you guys looked anywhere else for funding? Have you, maybe went to your local bank?
She's been calling around, so we're looking at a lot of different ones.
Okay.
We couldn't get a hold of the one that we had done this loan with before.
Okay, so yeah.
We have no idea where they've gone off.
Awesome. Where else have you guys, have you applied anywhere? Have you, given information up?
Just the one I'm telling you about.
Okay, perfect. What I was just going to say, and it sounds like you guys did get brokered on that last deal, so I was just going to say you guys should just be really weary of who it is that you're going with, and it's my best advice that I could give you is just pick one person. You know, we'll see what we can do for you guys. We have a bunch of different programs, but a lot of these people are going to get all your information, get your application, everything, and then outsource that.
I won't do
and
it. In fact,
exactly, and that's
you're
how you're going
to
get on that UCC.
Doing this application either, so let's.
I'm letting you know how this works. So if you want to avoid getting on that UCC, I just be leery of who else you're giving that information to. So just a piece of advice from me, but.
When you give me, what bothers me is you guys won't give all the answers until you fill out the application, and I think that's unfair.
So and I can explain that to you. I hear that a lot. Basically, we're not going to put out a rate, that's going to give you unrealistic expectations, like a car dealership, maybe your local bank, where you're going to see something on the mirror, where you're going to have to go do all the work so we get you that rate. We're going to do all the work for you and get you the best deal we can. So if that makes sense, where it's going to be us doing that for you. We're going to be doing all of this and getting that for you. You're not going to be doing all the work, getting all this into us, trying to get, what you're expecting.
Well, all right, I'll look at it when I get it.
Perfect. All right, I'll shoot it over, right now then, Melody.
All righty.
All right. Thanks. Nice catching up with you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.